Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Song of Solomon, chapter 5, we were taught that our daily life should always reflect our daily communion with the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And our daily life should be the outgrowth of our daily, intimate communion with God. Therefore, we need to know His voice so that the moment He speaks, we'll know it's His voice and we'll know it's He's speaking. You always have to keep it in mind that our God is holy in all His ways and righteous in all His works. And so if a voice brings up something that is not absolutely holy and righteous, you'll know that that voice is not the Lord. It's that old deceiver out there. So you want to know the Lord's voice, and you don't want Him to have to shout to bring in the chastening and the other things to get your attention. Oh, get to know the voice of the Lord and know it daily. Now, when a couple is engaged, they begin to talk more of their plans, their house, how they'll live, how many children will we have. And there's a host of other subjects they talk about, ever seeking an ideal and thinking how we can now work towards that desired end to be ready in the future consummation. And so Christ talks to us of things that will make that house better furnished when we go to be with Him in that mansion. The crowns He provides are a beautiful thing, but we must obtain them in loving service. The daily life of being a light shining that reflects His person in you, His helpmeet, your beloved. And you're His beloved. I know that I sometimes encourage people to send your kids to Christian college. And there's a reason for that. And I'm talking about good fundamental Christian colleges. There's a lot of them call themselves Christian college. You just should call themselves religious colleges, whether they're Baptist or any other kind of a denomination, because they don't have standards. They don't have rules for dating and other things. And when I went to college in the 60s, the guys and girls couldn't even hold hands. I mean, here you are, you're out of high school and you're not allowed to even hold hands with a girl. And oh, that's terrible. You know what happened on our dates? And our dates were in a big dating parlor that had about 50 other couples in there with somebody sitting in there watching to make sure you didn't get too close. We had to talk to one another. We had to share our hearts with one another. We talked of the things of the Lord with one another. We opened the Bible and read it together and prayed together with one another. How does a marriage stand for 45 years? It starts not in the fleshly desire, but it starts in the heart, as God gave us. And God does it all. Get those kids that they can get the right footing for mate, for life. Get them to a good fundamental college. Now, and by the way, if you're able to, go visit that college first. Check out its rules. Check out all about it, its doctrine and other things before you actually encourage your son or daughter to go to that college. Now, if we fail to enjoy the talks with God in looking ahead to our eternity in that home that He prepares, it may be a result of a deadness, filling our heart with indifference, having lost sight of the day that we are going to enter that abode. Too often we live for the moment, and we lose the sight of eternity in our heart. My friend, we are not awake unto righteousness as we once were. 1 Corinthians 15:33-34 says, "Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." If we're not awake and active in our relationship and service as we once were, if we have more routine than actual joy in it, then pray that God will help you perceive it quickly in order to deal with it again. Instead of the moment, we need eternity set in the inner man, in our heart of heart. If a man says, "I sleep," let him not be content to continue to sleep. It is time for prayer, much prayer. It's time to wrestle with his deadly foe of indifference to the walk he had in his first love. It said if a man is caught in the snow and he stops and he's outside, he doesn't see a nearby house or shelter, he may stop there and be inclined to sleep. And if he does, he may lie down to never rise again. My friend, if you fall into a sleep of indifference on the road to heaven, you may never rise again to walk on the road that was leading to, "Well done, my beloved." Wouldn't that be wonderful to hear from the Lord Jesus Christ, from his lips? "Well done." How many times have you men got up from a meal, and we usually say it every time, but boy, there's some meals that are just outstandingly great, you know, and you get up from it and you say, "Sweetheart, you outdid yourself. Oh, that was tremendous." And my friend, they like hearing that. Maybe you do something for them and they just say, "Oh, how wonderful, how great that is." And they're just so happy and you can see it. Wouldn't it be great to be able to hear from the mouth of Jesus, from his lips, "Well done," with that kind of a thankful, joyful heart. Let's see the slumbering saint's heart. It has discernment. She said, "It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh." Even half asleep, she knows her beloved's voice. She knows his knock. You see, she knows when the Holy Spirit convicts her. You may catch a true believer at his worst, but he still knows the gospel from anything else. He still is able to detect a false gospel, and he knows that what he's doing is wrong, even if he tries to make an excuse. His flesh may be comfortable in its indifference, but his heart waits, and it hears his beloved's voice. In Revelation 3:19, the Lord says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." I found that when I'm rebuked of God, I don't have to ask why about it. I know it was wrong. However, when that rebuke goes on to chastening of God, I still don't have to ask why is these things happening to me, because he's already, by his voice, been saying in my heart, "You need to do something about this." Yes, oftentimes we're tested and we don't know and understand about the test, but chastening is a result of our sin, our indifference. God will rebuke us. But if we will not hear that voice, then he must chasten. And if you're without chastisement, then you're not one of his, the Bible clearly points out, and you never were. Again, I repeat, pray that his voice will be as familiar or even more familiar than your mate's or your closest friend's voice on the telephone. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It's because the voice and a knock of her beloved is heard. Every child of God has a wondrous union with Christ. He says, my sheep hear my voice. Is he your beloved shepherd? Are you convicted by sin? He says, my sheep hear my voice. But he also says, and I know them, and they follow me. Oh, please see that God does not delight in chastening, nor in rebuking his own. He loves you, and he desires repentance. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Now, reading the text, we might think of her words as cruel. I sleep. You know, it's kind of like, let me alone, I'm asleep. You know, perhaps you have said that in your lifetime, or have you heard one of your children or your mate have said, you know, let me alone, I'm asleep. But do we in our heart also find ourselves almost unconscious? A spirit of indifference? You see, you do not give up private prayer. You don't give up church attendance, Bible reading, and maybe even some type of a church activity or service. But it has become a mechanical operation at best. It's kind of perfunctory. It's just going through the motions. It seems void of your heart's effort. There's not a real deep-seated joy. You just do it because of you're supposed to, and you don't like the rebuke of the Lord in your mind, the conviction, if you don't. Shall the thorn-crowned brow, the battered, beaten, bloody body for our sins be recompensed with the littleness of a self-love, having spiritually heavy eyelids and yawning mouths to the truths of God's word and the love expressions of his word?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.